As a kind of living god, Louis liked nothing more than being the center of everyone else's attention.
Louis was brought up in a theatre-mad age. As a young man, he took dancing lessons, which seemed to have completely transformed his self-confidence. He was actually a very accomplished dancer, and he clearly enjoyed greatly taking part in these performances, which were mainly in front of a court audience.
La troupe des astres s'enfuit dès que ce grand roi s'avance. Les nobles clartés de la nuit qui triomphaient en son absence.
I think all his contemporaries were extremely impressed by him. He was astonishingly handsome, with his long golden hair and his almost cherubic face. He was indeed God-given, as his mother, Anne of Austria, called him.
Louis liked dressing up, and not just for fun. It was part of his public image. He chose as his role model the Greek god Apollo, represented in classical imagery as the sun.
Aujourd'hui, nous prenons pour corps le soleil, qui est le plus noble de tous les astres, et qui par l'éclat qui l'environne, par la lumière qu'il communique aux autres astres, est assurément la plus vive et la plus belle image d'un grand monarque.
Louis was very interested in the sun as a symbol.
Il ne s'écarte et ne se détourne jamais.
It's a very powerful symbol because it sheds its light everywhere. It's obviously very beneficial, but it's also a symbol of domination because all the other elements are subordinate to the sun. He's in a sense above everything.
Monsieur Lully, ne devrions-nous pas ajouter à ce costume quelques plumes et boules dorées? Pour rendre ce soleil plus flamboyant.
The Sun King seems to me an appropriate title. It was one that was a piece of propaganda when he was young. But like many bits of propaganda, I think it became fat